All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. We're going to get started. Just to give you a heads up, the way the show is going to work today, I'm going to open the show. I'll go right to some questions, and I'll get to a couple questions in the first segment. Then after that, we've got the pre-show for Matt's. So we won't be doing any more questions, I don't believe so, after this first segment. So we're going to get started.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about trucks, money, fuel mileage, maintenance, tires, taxes, technology, health and fitness on the road, getting started as an owner-operator, finding freight, working with brokers, getting your authority. You name it, we'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We're going to get to those calls in just a little bit. Today is going to be our Mid-America Truck Show preview. We're being joined by, let me check my list. We have OPS, Fleet Air Filter, Pittsburgh Power, Landstar, MD Alignment. I think that might be it for today. We'll find out what is new and exciting with them and what you can expect from them at the truck show. I'm going to get to some calls and we'll talk about the truck show in just a little bit. Let's get started today in Florida. Adam, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking the call. We're transitioning from what the...
Oh, Adam, are you there? You were breaking up.
Yep. Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. We're transitioning with the Penske truck. We're going to be taking it over the road, pulling it out of California. We're putting a driver in it. We're going to, it's going to be an employee again, and we're going to pay him 50 cents a mile, but we're going to pay the per diem like we're supposed to be doing, and we need to know how we're supposed to do that with QuickBooks.
Okay. So have you decided on how much per diem you're going to pay him yet?
The $63.
Okay, so you're going to do it truly by the day and not by the mile then?
Well, that's the question. We're paying him by the mile. How are we supposed to break this down if we're going to pay him the per diem, you know, by the mile or by the day, or how is it supposed to work in QuickBooks?
Yeah, got it. So before we even get to QuickBooks, let's just talk about how it works, because it's kind of confusing. If we want to maximize the benefit for everybody, the tax benefits, if we want to maximize the tax benefits for the driver and for you, because remember, the more you pay in per diem, the less you have to pay in Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
But it gets a little tricky because you're not really adding this on top of their wage. You just want it to be a part of their wage. And that's how...
Correct.
Really all do it. So what they try to do is we try to come up with a mileage number that will get us as close as possible to the $63 a day without going over. Because if we pay the $63 a day, then we would have to do this weird calculation and back that out of their pay, and their mileage pay would literally change every week. And nobody wants to do that. It's too much work. So can you give me an idea of about how many miles a day he'll average?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it's going to be right around 2,000 to 2,500 a week.
Okay. And in that week, do you know about how many days he would be away from home?
probably seven. I mean, this is going to be like, you know, over the road, gone forever type situation.
Got it. Okay. So let's say he's going to get about 350 miles a day. If we did, let's see,
When I did the calculation, it came out to like 15 cents a mile on 3,000 miles, $450. But that's just me doing 3,000 for the week.
Yeah, and that's kind of the calculation I was heading towards. So, and that sounds about right. You could pick a number somewhere between, say, 12 and 15. At 15, you know what? If you want to maximize this, you could just start at 15. Because it doesn't matter if we overpay them on any given week. We just need to make sure we don't overpay them for the year. So we could always go back and review this throughout the year and make adjustments if we had to.
Right.
So I would start at 15. So here's what you would do in QuickBooks now that we have our number. So you would set, since you're paying him 50 cents total, you would set payroll up in QuickBooks, taxable payroll, as 35 cents a mile. That way, when you put in your number, you know, your miles, it'll do the calculation for you and all your payroll's done and your taxes are done. Then in QuickBooks, in payroll, you can add a line for like other things you're paying somebody for. And once you add the line, one of the choices becomes, is this taxable or not? And under per diem, you would choose that it's not taxable. And that way, all the paperwork's going to be correct. You're only going to have to pay them one check. I know companies that, you know, complicate this and try to pay two checks. And you're just going to pay them one check, and it's going to be a total amount. But QuickBooks is only going to tax that 35 cents a mile as long as you set this up correctly. So you're going to add a payroll item. You're going to call it per diem. You're going to make it 15 cents a mile, and you're just going to make sure that QuickBooks knows that it's not taxable.
Really appreciate it, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's see. We had some questions. Looks like we dropped them. So I think what I'm going to do is I am going to head over to talk to Jeffrey Judd from Fleet Air Filters. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Good. What's new and exciting at Fleet Air Filters these days?
Right now we're getting set up for the show. Up in Indiana right now, picking up filters. So we're looking forward to the next couple of days.
Ah, that's right. So you're in Indiana, up from the deep south. So are you guys going to have a lot of inventory at the show this year?
Yes, sir, we are. We're going to have pretty good stock in pretty much all the new filters as well. So we're, like I said, up here right now trying to pick up all that so we can make sure that we can meet the demand at the show.
There you go. Sounds good. Are you, do you have any filters this year at the show that you didn't have last year?
Not yet. We are currently in the phase of drawing out some new stuff, but right now we're pretty much everything that we've had the past year or so.
Okay, good. Which still covers most of the trucks on the market. It's only some of the really newer models, right? You guys cover a lot of trucks right now.
Oh yeah, we're looking at the new Cascadia filter for like the 2018, 2019 trucks that are coming out. I've been in touch with a few customers right now and trying to get that squared away. But right now we're focused on that one and trying to get some other filters that we got on our list to get made. So looking forward to a big 2018 for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, you know, we always forget that you know, you guys have been with us for so long, and we've partnered with you for so long that sometimes we forget. We have new listeners all the time. Why don't you just give a quick rundown of what a Fleet Air Filter is?
What we offer is a lifetime washable air filter. It's cleanable with Dawn dish soap and water. You're getting about 40% better airflow than your OEM paper filters. With it being a lifetime filter that you can just clean with Dawn dish soap and water, and you've got a filter that'll last the lifetime of your truck. So we offer improved performance out of the filter, and then also you can get improved fuel mileage out of it as well. And currently we're averaging anywhere from 0.2 to 0.4 across the board for all of our filters as an increase in fuel mileage out of it.
So you have savings in the cost of fuel, obviously, which is huge, but you also have a savings in the cost of the filter. You're not constantly buying those paper filters over and over. You know, when I first started doing the research on this product, I was confused because I thought that, you know, it was one or the other with a filter. You either had better flow and then you got more dirt, or, you know, you had worse flow but you stopped more dirt. That seemed to be the only option. In fact, that's kind of the way a paper filter works. When you first put it in and it's real clean, it flows a lot of air, flows more air, but it also lets more dirt through. Then as it starts to gather dirt, it gets better at filtering, but now you're starving the engine for air. So let me get to a break. I'll come right back. We'll talk more about that filter with Jeffrey Judge from Fleet Air Filter. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, everybody, real quick, it looks like I can squeeze a couple questions in between the guests. So if you have a question about anything at all, go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I'll try to get to some questions between the guests we've got scheduled. Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Let's Truck and Trucking Business and Beyond. We're doing the Matt's pre-show today, and I'm talking with Jeffrey Judge from Fleet Air Filter. So, Jeffrey, getting back to what I was saying there, that I thought it was one or the other on a filter, and when I did this, that, you know, your filter, your own filter could flow more air but still filter better. How does that make sense? And then, you know, at doing the research, I found out the foam is more porous than the paper, so it allows a lot of air to flow through. But being oiled foam, and your filter is the only filter on the market that's an oiled foam filter. Being oiled foam, the oil and the electrostatic charge draws the dirt into the filter element itself and traps it. So it's a pretty unique thing that, and oiled filters are used in almost every other area where performance is critical, but we never use them in trucks, and it just makes so much sense. So it's interesting, in case anybody's wondering, that's how the technology works. It flows more air, which that's where we get our fuel economy increase. In fact, if you look at any of the truck manufacturers in their research, they will show you the more air you flow, the better fuel economy you get. Challenge getting that air to flow better. And your product does that. And we know that it traps dirt because we track oil samples and we see less dirt in the oil. So it's a real win-win.
Yes. The oil, that's going to keep the finer dust and dirt, which our filters will filter out better. With the oil, that's key to the longevity of your engine and the performance standpoint from that. So we always recommend, taking your filter out over the road miles every, 30 to 40,000 miles. Take them out, clean them. Something that takes 15 to 30 minutes normally. So that way you're maintaining your fuel mileage and getting the most out of your truck.
Yeah, the other thing that I think works really well is your filter has foam wraps around it. And, you've got the beautiful, aluminum machined frames for the filter itself, the housing, and then you have the foam wraps that go around it. And you take those foam wraps off, you wash them, you hang them out, you dry them, you re-oil them. What I think just makes total sense is to get an extra set of wraps of the filters and then always have a set cleaned and oiled. That way, you're never down. You take the filter out, put a new set of wraps on, then when you have time, you wash that set, have them sitting aside.
Yeah, and exciting news for us was we're now doing all the machining for our filters in-house, so we can stay on top of the demand that we have for our filters. So we've got a CNC machine in-house, so we can do all this, which lets us able to tweak things and fine-tune our filters to make sure that we get the most out of our filters. So we've just implemented that here in the past month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you guys going to be in the show?
Oh, we're in the West Wing, booth 68224. So we're if you've been to Matt's in the past, we're in the same spot that we normally are with the rest of the folks with Kevin Rutherford.
Fantastic. All right. What if somebody can't make it to the truck show, but they're still interested in your filters? How do they get a hold of you?
You can go on our website, fleet-airfilters.com, or you can always give us a call, 251-654-0892.
All right. Fantastic. Jeffrey, we will see you in a couple days.
All right, we look forward to it.
All right, thanks for joining us. You can also find Fleet Air Filters on our site in our store at letstruck.com. So we try to make it as easy as possible. We are going to head off to Tom Bach from OPS. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, bud?
Good. So how long have you been doing shows with? Well, I should know the answer to this question. You've been doing shows with me for as long as I've been. That's right. You've been doing this with me for as long as I've been on the air. We're going on 12 years now.
That's correct. That's correct. I'm actually coming out of retirement to go back to this show because I've really retired from OPS. I'm just working a little bit for them on a part-time basis. And I'm coming back just to go back to the show because I love seeing all the people there.
Got it. Fantastic. And actually, you and I have been working together much longer than that. I was working with you and promoting OPS long before I had a radio show.
In 2002, I think, is when we first met over there in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it's been a while.
It has. I feel like I've grown up with you. You know what I mean?
That's right. Hey, before we get to the stuff about OPS, I have a question for you, and I'm wondering if I'm just having a brain cramp on this or what. I had one of our very loyal listeners yesterday and a good friend of mine, Ken Anderson. You know Ken.
I know Ken, yeah.
He has a new truck, and Yeah, he's been fighting with some coolant leaks. He had an EGR cooler, so he was getting some coolant in the oil. And I remember looking at a sample a couple months ago, and, you know, we tracked it down before it really became a problem. And he got it fixed, and he did another sample. There's still a little coolant in there, not a lot, but it's still there. But there was also high silicon. It was 36. And the sample, I almost never read the notes, but I just happened to glance up and read the notes on this one. And it said the silicon could be a coolant additive. Is that something new, or have I just missed that forever?
It could be, but it's very unlikely. I mean, most of the time that silicon is just sand or dirt. And when they had the engine apart to change it, he's got an oil cooler. Is that what he put on there?
I think it was an EGR cooler.
It's still the same, still basic thing. So, well, when they took it off, they probably just got some dirt in there, which that's probably what happened.
Okay. Because I thought, I have never seen that. I've seen a lot of samples with coolant in them, and never before have I seen the silicon high with the coolant, and I had never noticed that note before either.
Well, it's usually sodium and potassium, which is the next column over. You know, it's silicon,
right,
and then sodium and potassium. It's usually those two things that you'll find is the additive in antifreeze. Now, new antifreeze may have it. I've never seen it myself, so I can't say, but usually it's sodium and potassium. But it's my guess is when they had it out that they just got some dirt or some sand or some dust or something up in there.
Okay. I thought the same thing, because clearly the sodium and potassium were both elevated. That, you know, clear we had coolant in there. But the silicon at 36, pretty darn high. And if it's dirt, you know, we really want to get that oil out of there. But because of their note from the lab saying that the silicon could be an additive in the coolant, and I thought maybe there's some new coolant formulations on the market that have that.
I haven't seen it, but when we get off the phone, I'll see if I can do some investigation. I'll send you an email, let you know. But I've not seen it. You know, I mean, I've never seen that silicon being in the antifreeze.
I hadn't either. So that would be great if you could, because I told Ken I would follow up. And if it's not the coolant, I'm going to tell him to get that oil out of there with 36 silicon.
It was one of the OPS samples that he used, right? Ken?
Yep, it was.
Okay, I'll pull up the sample, and I'll call the analyst and talk to him directly and see if I can get the right answer. It's possible that he looked at it wrong. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was looking at sodium and whatever, but I'll find out and get back to you.
I had the sample in front of me.
All right, hang on. I can pull it up myself here. Give me a second.
I had the sample. I think I can go back to it because I had it. And it was clearly 36 on the silicon. And the note from the lab even said about, you know, it possibly being a coolant additive. And that's why I made the note to talk to you about it.
Right. Well, I'll call them and find out. I mean, in the upper right-hand side, you'll see the name up there, the initials. That's up in the upper right-hand side. That's the person who actually did the analysis. So I'll call him up and ask him.
Okay, EAD. So I'll give you the number. So the silicon, I thought it was 34. Sodium was 88.
You're talking about the T660 ISX, right? With the Cummins?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm pulling it up now.
Okay, yeah. Sodium was 88. Potassium was 132.
Yeah, I think it's really just from there, but I'm going to call the guy. I doubt it is. I mean, if there's a silicon spray they used, you know what I mean? If they use some like WD-40 or something to take something off, it'll show up as silicon, which is silicone actually, but it'll show up in that same area.
Yeah.
It could be that, but my guess is just a little bit of dirt, a little bit of sand, but I'll call him and see if I can find out.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great. I told Ken I'd follow up. Anytime I know they've had, you know, the engine opened up or a valve cover off, then I don't get too worried about the silicon. Because like you said, it sprays and sealants, and or they just dirt in there when they've got it open. But that was the first time I had ever seen that note in the lab.
Well, the other thing it could be is the new cooler itself. When they built it, they sandblast it out to clean it on the inside when they finish. So it could be some of that, too. You know what I'm saying? This is like when the potassium comes off, if they don't clean off the parts, they could be the sand for when they, because they go internally inside it to clean out the new one when they're building it. So it's possible you use a sandblaster to sandblast it out. That's possible, too. But I'll find out. I don't think it's an additive for it. But, you know, again, I've never seen it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It's not there.
Right. Hey, let me...
All right, but quick, he doesn't know what antifreeze he has in it, does he? What brand? Because it's a new truck. He probably doesn't know. He probably doesn't even know because it's a new truck. All right, I'll hang on for you then.
Let me get to a break. We will come right back. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. This is the Mets preview. Talking with Tom Bach from OPS. Tom, you know, that's one of the things that I really appreciate about our partnership. You've taught me so much in the last 15 years about oil analysis and oil samples, and you help our clients and our listeners, and we've saved engines and, you know, just all the benefits of oil analysis, which isn't the primary product. The primary product is the OPS filter, which you've also taught me a lot about. So even though you and I have been doing this for a very long time, we have new listeners constantly. Why don't you just tell everybody what an OPS is and what it does, why we would want one?
Okay, well, basically it's the next generation of filtration. Instead of just being just a bypass filter, our system not only removes the solid contaminants, but it also removes the liquid contaminants in an evaporation chamber area. So what happens is once you install it, you're keeping your oil clean all the time while you're running. So instead of changing your oil every 10 or 15,000 miles, if you're using a 10-inch filter system, you can go 25,000 miles, you take an oil sample, and the oil sample goes in. As you see, we're talking about one of them now. And the sample will tell you whether the oil quality is still good. It's still within guidelines to go another 25,000 miles, or you might see something that'll tell you there's something wrong inside your engine. You got a bad coolant leak, or you got a bad fuel leak, or you've got some piston going bad or something like that, and you can get it fixed before it becomes a major problem. We have customers going, believe it or not, I got couples going 700,000-800,000 miles without changing their oil. We don't recommend that for everybody. Usually what most of the customers do is once a year, about 125,000, they change the oil, and when they come in for that yearly rework where they paint everything and touch everything up, so they'll change about 125,000. But that saves you a considerable amount of money every year. Usually it's about $1,600-1,700 a year that you save. And in most cases, if there is something wrong with your engine, you'll save bigger maintenance bills because you'll know about it because you'll see the oil sample.
Yes, which is, there's so many benefits when we talk about this product. The first one we like to talk about is cost, because that's what we try to help owner operators save more money, because that's more money they get to keep themselves. So the cost savings is significant. And the other thing we talk about, a kind of a secondary benefit on cost, is because you're filtering the oil so well, the oil lasts a long time, and now it becomes cost effective to use synthetic oil. And synthetic oil improves fuel economy, and it's better for your engine. So now we've got that secondary cost benefit. If you switch to synthetic, you don't have to. You can use any oil you want, but there's no reason not to use synthetic once you've got the OPS, because the cost of the oil isn't a big deal anymore because it's going to last so much longer. Then the other benefit of just keeping the oil clean and how good that is for the engine. You know, the other method that most people are doing, it really just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You put clean oil in the truck, and you wait till it gets dirty, and then you change it. But while it was getting dirty, it was doing damage to the engine. It just makes so much more sense to keep it clean. That's the second big benefit. And then the third is being in the oil analysis program, like the case we just talked about with Ken's truck. We caught a coolant leak early, and that coolant could have done a lot of damage to the engine. But we caught it early, got it fixed when it didn't cost a lot. And it's just a great way to keep track of what's going on in your engine.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times we've saved people's engines by taking a look at these samples and telling them, look, it's a minor problem now. Here's what we recommend you do to fix it. If you don't do it, sooner or later, you're going to be paying big bucks. And most of the time, they'll fix it. We've had a couple of people decided they'll baby it along, and that never works, by the way. But, you know, and we try to save them money, too. I mean, this system it comes with 75,000 miles worth of supplies when you order a starter set. It's usually, for the 10-inch system, $902.80, which gives you the system, the installation kit that's specific for your engine. It also gives you the filters. It gives you three filters, two prepaid oil sample kits, and two UPS prepaid mailers to send the samples in with. And, of course, when you send them in, by the way, you get the results back by email right away. So as soon as the sample's done, you get the information back. You don't have to worry about something being mailed to your house and then trying to have somebody find it and open it and give you a call. It just doesn't make any sense. But for the show, you're going to save $100. So it's $802.80 for 75,000 miles worth of supplies. Now, if you do it quickly in your head, how much are you paying now in 75,000 miles changing your oil every 10 or 15,000 miles? I guarantee you it's a lot more than $802.80. And the installation cost is about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on which shops you go to. We've got quite a few around the country now that are doing them for us, and they're pretty fast. So figure about $200 to install, or $250 maybe, with a little bit of repair. And, you know, for under $1,000, you have a system that's going to save you money like forever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, another thing that I really like about this system, and we just got off the phone with Fleet Air Filter and had them on, but on all my trucks for years, I had the Fleet Air Filter and the OPS. And even if you're not really mechanically inclined, it's not that difficult to do a service. Pull the Fleet Air Filter out, throw your extra set of wraps, and that's done. The OPS, it, instead of an oil change, you can spin off one filter, spin a new filter back on, press a button right on the OPS to fill up your oil sample bottle, and you're done. I mean, I can do it without even getting dirty. And it's just, it's a great way to do that every 25,000 miles instead of, you know, full oil changes every 15,000 miles. So the savings is significant, and it's a way to, for people who aren't really mechanically inclined, and we see a lot more drivers like that today, it's one of those things that you could learn how to do really easily, and it keeps you that much more involved in your own truck and what's going on with it.
Yeah, when they do get the oil samples, by the way, usually the first couple of times they'll call us up and we'll go through every single line, you know, tell them these are your wear metals, this is the additive metals, the contaminant metals, your multi-source and your the actual additives that are in the oil, what the soot means, what the water means, the viscosity, the base number, oxidation, nitration. We tell them everything they need to know so they can, after two or three times, they're pretty well up to speed on what they're looking at, and they can watch and see what's, you know, the trends that are developing, you know, in their truck. So, again, it just saves a hell of a lot of money. And it's simple. I mean, I think even the installation, I know Lisa, and she put one on herself. So, I mean, if the woman can do it, I think a guy could do it. If he can actually drill four holes through a frame rail, that's the hardest part, is getting through the frame rail. But after that, it's all just connecting a hose and taking a fitting out and putting it all together. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually is pretty simple. So, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, you know, if they come to the show, I'd love to talk to them and show them some samples from people that we have out there. And the best part that I like about this show is there's always somebody nearby, because we're right there with Pittsburgh Power and we're right next to Fleet Air. And, you know, they'll ask me a question. I'll say, you know, see that guy right over there, that woman right over there? Go ask them because they have the system on. They'll tell you exactly what you need to know. You don't have to believe me. You can go talk to them, and then they sell it for me. So I'd love it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I like going back to the show. It makes it real easy for me.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. So clearly at the show, you can get oil samples analyzed. You can see a unit. You can ask all kinds of questions about it. If for some reason they can't show, but they have questions, what should they do?
They could call into our corporate office, and they can get it by the system at the same price as the trade as the show is going to be, which again is $100 off on the system, and we pay for the shipping and handling on the filter special. So the filter special, for instance, is $382.75 for the 10-inch. You get 5 filters, 5 sample kits, and 5 UPS. Labels, so that's 125,000 miles worth of supplies for $382.75. It's pretty cheap on a per mile cost if you think about it. And you know, we don't sell them there. We will ship them out back when we get back to the office. There are some issues shipping from there and having stock bringing it in and out all the time because you got to watch it. It disappears too easily.
Oh, hey Tom, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. I think we got all that. The phone line was breaking up really bad. I think we got all that. Definitely head on over to the show. Again, the great thing, Fleet Air Filter, Pittsburgh Power, OPS, a lot of our mechanical-related products and companies are right there in that same corner of the West Wing. And like Tom said, you can head around and get all kinds of questions answered and find lots of people who have been using the OPS and the other products for years. I've got to get to a break. We'll be right back. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rothberg. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rothberg. The website is letstruck.com. This is the Mid-America Truck Show preview. We've talked with Fleet Air Filter and OPS, and we are going to continue on with the show. We are going to talk to Tony from ProMiles this time. Tony, welcome.
How are you today, Kevin?
Doing fantastic. So, what's new and exciting at ProMiles these days?
Oh, everything, buddy. The autonomous vehicles is really exciting us with all the state jurisdictions that use us for all their DOT routing. We have about 15 jurisdictions now. We produce about 3 million permits a year on behalf for all the oversized overweight trucks. We've also want to talk a little bit about our automated fuel tax reporting that we've been doing since 1993. We're the longest running fuel tax provider out there that takes GPS and connect those dots and automate those taxes for fleets like FedEx, Cisco Foods, and a bunch of other ones, Penske, Ryder, and a bunch of those guys. Plus, we have a free demo if anybody comes to our booth. We're located in the pavilion across from the registration, booth number 74156. We'd like people to come by. We're giving an extra week of free access to our online tools so that you can see our fuel tax along with our fuel purchase optimization module and current fuel prices.
Wow. Hey, you know, something just dawned on me when you said that. I know you guys have been around for a long, long time because I was using your service way, way back when, and I've been partnered with you guys for a long time. But when you said 1993, So that was your fuel tax reporting. When did you come up with the fuel optimization? Was that at the same time or later?
It was a little bit later. Basically, we actually started in the regulatory compliant business. My partner, Tim Pilcher, started in 1983. The business that I took over in 92 was called Owens & Associates, and they filed about 20,000 authorities in front of the Interstate Commerce Commission. And when I took that business over in 92, in 93, we launched our mileage guide. We already had a fuel tax module that we were using that we were putting out there. It was a DOS-based product. And then we incorporated a Windows-based solution in 94. So the optimization came in after the state started using our mileages to do the fuel tax and IRP compliance for the audits. And they were looking for truck stop information. You know, when you audit a trucker, you want to know where he started, all of his fuel locations and the destination to audit it by. And so we started partnering with a lot of the truck stops. And when we did, we started realizing there's a value out there if we can let these guys know how to actually purchase the fuel. So in 1998, we launched fuel purchase optimization, where we actually got from, at the time, it was EFS, along with a lot of the major truck stop chains were sending us card transactions direct, just giving us fuel prices every 30 minutes. We deployed the product, put it out in the market, and right now for $39 a month, you can get access to the Pro Miles Online with up-to-date fuel prices every 30 minutes, and it'll optimize. You tell it how much fuel you're starting with, how much fuel you want to end with, how far out of route are you willing to travel, what's your network of truck stops you have deals with, what are your deals, and it'll actually tell you where to stop and how many gallons to buy. And right now, I think we're saving anywhere between 8 cents to 24 cents a gallon, depending on the lane and the truck stops that are within your network. So there's a huge savings to just know what the actual fuel cost and tax rates are.
You know, there is a big savings, and it's much more than just saying, oh, well, the fuel at this truck stop was this price and the fuel at that truck stop was that price, because a lot of owner-operators, even very seasoned owner-operators, are confused about how to know what the real fuel price is. When you're trying to compare fuel in different states, the fuel tax confuses them. In fact, it's been such a big issue for me that I created a course online to help people understand the concept. And then at the end, they can sign up for Pro Miles, fuel tax, and fuel optimization. That simplifies it. You know, I tell people, you don't need to know any of stuff if you use Pro Miles, but it's like, you know, you could use a calculator, but you should know how to do basic math as well. So I want people, that's why I created the course, so they understand the concepts. Then at the end, I say, look, just press the easy button, just sign up for Pro Miles, and you won't ever have to think about any stuff again. You'll know where you're getting your best price without thinking about it. And for the people who don't understand your system, literally, all you have to do is put in where you are right now and where you're going, anywhere in the country. You can put in multiple legs if you want. And your software goes out and checks real-time fuel prices on every stop along that route and does all the math for them and says, look, here's where your cheapest fuel is. It really just doesn't get any easier than that.
Yep, I agree. And one thing a lot of people don't understand is once you hit that 26,000-pound mark, you're required to file IFTA taxes. And so at that point, what's very important is you don't look at what that actual street price is. What that sign says the actual fuel cost is includes the federal and the state taxes. And being that you pay tax on the fuel you burn to go through a state, and yes, you do pay the tax at the pump when you actually purchase, but a lot of times you'll either underpay or overpay that tax. And so what people need to do is they need to realize that if one state is 20 cents a gallon tax rate, the next state is 10 cents a gallon tax rate, but both states' fuel decal or fuel billboard says, you know, it's $3 a gallon. Well, if you think about it, you look at this state being $3, the state across the border being $3, you say, hey, I can buy it either place. But if you take that 20 cent tax rate away and then the 9 cent tax rate, now you really see the true cost of that fuel. And you're going to pay that tax at the end of the quarter on your IFTA anyway. So what most people need to be able to do is to look at what the actual street price is and what that state tax rate is. And, of course, you're going to pay the tax when you burn to go through that state. But the last thing you want to do is buy fuel because you think it's the same price across the border. And in reality, you've got almost 11 to 12 cents savings per gallon buying in the state that you're currently in. So the system knows this. We know all the tax rates in the country. We know all the cleanup fees, the state fees, county, along with any kind of local fees. Matter of fact, Dave Stock, which is my fuel tax administrator, he is the tax guy. Everybody, all the major truck stop chains, all the major fleets, all use Dave to determine what those taxes are and what those taxes should be this coming up next month. And so by knowing the taxes and us actually capturing a transaction that says in the last 30 minutes, a fuel card was swiped at this truck stop at this price per gallon. Now, at that point, I know what the price per gallon is. And so having that number, the tax rate information, and having the correct route that a truck can drive and all the truck stops are actually geocoded along that route, then we can optimize your purchases for you with just a click of a button. You type in, you know, 1900 Texas Avenue, Bridge City, Texas, and it'll geocode you exactly where our office is at in Bridge City. And then you can say, I'm going to 81647 here in Newcastle, Colorado. And we will not only route you, but we'll give you every bit of that tax information along with any of your toll fees and what your toll costs are going to be. And we'll keep you on the routes that are on hazmat or hazmat based on the class that you're hauling. So the system does a lot more than just route. It gives you a lot of pertinent information when it comes to the fuel costs, the tax rates, and helps you optimize those purchases so that you can stay within your network of deals that you've got with your truck stop chain that you're working with.
You know, it's interesting because when we started this, I said what's new and exciting. What's really cool about your technology, like I said, I've been using it, recommending it for a very long time. You wrote this software and all this technology in the 90s, and it was way ahead of its time back then. There's virtually nothing else like it on the market even now. And all you've really done over the years, I say all, but it's a lot, you've tweaked and made the interface better and added features, but that core of reporting fuel tax, making it super easy, and the fuel optimization with there's just so much savings. There are thousands of dollars a year. That core technology really hasn't changed.
No, actually, one thing that we have done, though, that was pretty amazing, when I got involved in this in 1989 and I started looking at what the industry did or did not have, it all started with the regulatory compliance side. And so when I started digging into it, learning about, you know, IFTA filings, you know, fuel decals, IRP registration, we started realizing the states, even though they're the government, you would assume they would already have all this information calculated somewhere about what the miles are between all these points, but they really didn't. So the more we dug into it, by 1994, the state of Oregon was the very first jurisdiction to adopt our mileage and routing to perform all of the mile tax audits. So if you travel through the state of Oregon, and down the road, they come in and audit you to validate that your trips and the number of miles you ran were correct. They're going to use my mileage and routing to do that. And today we have 54 out of the 58 North American jurisdictions that rely on our mileage and routing solution to actually perform those audits. So our niche was, if you want your data to be correct and accurate when you go to file that tax return and when you get that audit, you want to use the same auditing tool that the auditors do. It's kind of like, you know, with the IRS, you know, if Peachtree is what the IRS would use, then everybody out there would go buy Peachtree because they would want everything to match exactly. They don't want any differences in there. They want to be compliant. And so with that, you know, you can imagine if most all these auditors going out there today are now trying to learn GPS fuel tax. You know, everybody's getting these ELD devices. What's most important here, folks, is that you listen to the ELD provider and you list out all of the things that device.
Test. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
The end of the evening, where the bride the moon. I was thinking about a woman to my love.
Test. Test one two.
Can't seem to settle down, but keep on turning out and burning out and turning out the flame. So put me on a highway and show me a path and take it to the limit one more time. You can spend all your love making time. If it all grows to pieces tomorrow, could you still be mine? And when you're looking for your freedom, nobody seems to care.
Test one two. Test one two. Test one two.
Welcome.
Test one two. Test 1-2, welcome to the program. Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket.
Test 1-2, welcome to the program. Test 1-2, welcome to the program. Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website, letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website, letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test. Test 1-2. Test. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-thing 1-2. Test. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket.
Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test.
Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Ding 1-2. Test, test, test. Test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. We're transitioning with the Penske truck. We're going to be taking it over the road, pulling it out of California. We're putting a driver in it.
Miles a day, he'll average.
Everything that we've had the past year.
Okay, good. Which still covers most of the trucks on the market. It's only some of the really newer models with
some other filters that we got on your OEM paper filters. With it being a lifetime filter that you can just clean with Dawn dish soap and water, and you've got a filter that'll last a lifetime.
Your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket. Your money, your taxes. Your
do is pick up the today list. We have OPS. Get to some calls.
Penske truck, we're going to be taking it over the road, pulling it out of California.
Adam, are you there? You're by the mile, then.
Or so, by the day. Or how is it supposed to work in QuickBooks? 8 cents a mile on 3,000 miles.
Time washable. Air.
The engine for air. So let me...
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome. 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing.
Kevin Rutherford, the number to join us, 8888 the website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking.
Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Test 1-2.
your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
From them at the
truck, we're going to be taking it over the road, pulling it out of California. We're putting...
When all your payroll's done and your taxes are done. Then in QuickBooks, in payroll,
correct.
You can...
With it being a lot...
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website is letstruck.com. Show is all about the business of trucking. We'll take your calls and answer your questions. Hello? Testing 1-2. Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website is letstruck.com. Show is all about the business of trucking. We'll take your calls and answer your questions. Hello? Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2, test 1-2, test 1-2, test 1-2, test 1-2, testing. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing. 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 Test 1-2.
Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Test 1-2. Test. Test. Thing 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck.
Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2.
And your road to
Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test, test, test 1-2. Test. Test, test, test 1-2. Test 1-2.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your test road to success in the trucking industry.
Test
this
1-2.
Business and beyond. The show that puts the money
test
where it belongs.
Two.
Back
test
in your
one
pocket.
Two. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test. Test 1-2.
Welcome to the Audio Road Network.
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing. Testing.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website is letstruck.com.
Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. 5-4-3-2-1.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world.
I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, 8888 Road Dog. The website is letstruck.com.
Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. 5-4-3-2-1.
Thing 1-2, test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Testing 1-2. Welcome to the program.
Testing 1-2. 5-4-3-2-1.
Testing 1-2. Welcome to the program.
Testing 1-2. 5-4-3-2-1.
Vai molhar o meu chapéu. E também vou sumindo as estrelas lá no céu. Tenho passado tão mal. A minha cama é uma folha de jornal. Isso é muito natural. O orvalho vem caindo. Vai molhar o meu chapéu. E também vou sumindo as estrelas lá no céu. Eu tenho passado tão mal. A minha cama é uma folha de jornal.
É uma cobra, é um sol, é do sol, na mão, no pé, são a salva de mão, o fechão, o verão, é a promessa de vida no seu coração. É pedra no caminho, de soco, sozinho. É um espaço, é uma ponte, é um belo horizonte. Quebra de manjo, é